today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
No. Cut. Stop. No good. Yeah, forget it. Just forget it. We'll use it for, put it on the cutting room floor. We'll use it for the Outtakes album. There, all this is Patrick Foster. You are listening to the Rock in the Suburbs podcast. I thank you all for tuning in. On behalf of my co-host, good friend, and co-founder Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to the show and thank you for your support down the years. Everybody who listens every day, we appreciate it. Speaking of listening every day, if you've been listening this week, you heard two episodes with Matt Carlson, who is a figure in two bands, the Stick Arounds and Harbor Coat. And he's also the head of Phonophore Records up there in Michigan. And we talked to Matt on Tuesday, and he told us a little bit about his background, some other bands he was in, a band called the Pantones, and heard about his musical journey. And then yesterday we heard a really cool story of a tribute album put out by Phonophore Records called All Good Kids, a tribute to Gaudi by Voices. And in case we didn't emphasize it enough yesterday, this is a free album. It's a free download. So you go over to phonophorerecords.bandcamp.com and you'll see it right there, All Good Kids, a tribute to Gaudi by Voices. It's got 28 tracks on it, folks. Goodness, all up and down the line. And you heard Matt talk about that yesterday too. We played a few samples, but go over there and get the whole thing. You get the full songs and Phonophore's first tribute compilation, All Good Kids, a 28 song love letter to the genius of Bob Pollard and company and the cult that is Gaudi by Voices. So go check that out. And also the Stick Arounds are going to be playing at Suburbs Fest in Chicago. They're going to be out there on Saturday night, rocking the house, as we are over at the Hidden Cove in Chicago. Demolition Means Progress from Minneapolis, the Stick Arounds, and Cutest Nuisance are all on the bill. It's an early show. Good for us old folks. Starts at 6 o'clock. And the whole 3 days is going to be great, folks. Night one, Thursday, August 4th, there's a open mic night, a live hoot. Starts at 7:30. Music will begin at 8, and that's at the Arlington Ale House in Arlington Heights, Illinois. 7:30 until ? Central time, that is. And night two, Friday, August 5th, it's going to be at the Arlington Ale House starting at early in the evening. You can come and record a 10-minute podcast with Jim and myself. You pick the topic, and then there'll be a Frank Muffin set, Frank Muffin live, and no cover on this one. It's going to be a lot of fun at the same place. So the 5 o'clock central time, the podcast recording starts, and from 9 to 12:30 a.m. is the show. And then night three, as I mentioned, Saturday, August 6th at the Hidden Cove, there's a $10 cover, and you get those three bands I mentioned. And if you want to stick around after 10, the show will be over at 10, but there's karaoke. So come on out if you're in the Chicago area. You don't have to come for all three nights, but that would be great. But, come on out for a night and say hi if you're in the area. And we'd love to say hi, meet you. And always great to meet members of our community. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So having said all that, I want to do something today that I'm not sure we've ever done. So we recorded this conversation with Matt over an hour plus one evening a little while back. And in the process of putting these podcasts together, especially when you take one interview and you break it up into pieces, they're just little tangents that happen in the podcast that don't get put into the final shows. Just little outtakes, really, more than anything else. Can you imagine me, folks, going off on a tangent or talking about something that's off topic? Huh, that's surprising. So I collected up the ones that we had for this interview with Matt, and I thought they were kind of funny, and just threw them together. Thought it might be fun for you guys to hear them too. This is what was on the cutting room floor that we did not use for the first two episodes because I thought, it was nicely done. They told a nice little story the first two, and it all went well, and everything was linear, and it was very cool. But here's what was on the cutting room floor. We're going to give that to you. You're going to hear Matt give some advice to our podcast listeners. You don't want to miss that. We're going to talk about REM not having guitar solos. We're going to talk about, Matt's going to tell us about seeing Tobin Sprout play a live show. There's some mention of Shadow and beer, of course. So I hope you guys enjoy this, and we want to thank Matt very much again for his time, participation, and you'll also hear us planning to have the stick arounds on the podcast and us trying to talk Matt into doing a radio show at Suburbs Radio. So there's a little bit of everything here. I hope you enjoy this, folks. It's really just a little peek behind the scenes, peek onto the floor, in other words, if you really want to do it. We're picking all the scraps up off the cutting room floor. So I hope you enjoy this little look behind the scenes at what we didn't use. And we will get the tape queued up here. I'll hit play on this thing, and we'll hear these outtakes and maybe hear a little stick arounds music at the end, and then we'll be back to talk to you guys tomorrow. So here we go. Enjoy the Matt Carlson outtakes.
I got to see Tobin a couple of weeks ago. He opened for Superchunk in Detroit.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
It was great. It was really fun. He has a band, and they're rad. They're really good. Yeah, they're really good, and they're perfectly suited for him. They're like kind of loose and a little craggly and propulsive, and they're just great. They're
that's
ringers.
Cool.
Yeah, it's three dudes from Grand Rapids, and then he comes down from up north and rehearses with them once in a while. Yeah.
That's Shadow barking at somebody walking down the sidewalk here with a dog.
How dare someone else use a public place?
There we go. So,
by the way, Patrick, did I see that you got a two-hearted while we were talking?
I did.
Yeah. Nice. The thing that makes me so happy about that is that you just had it at the ready. That's what pleases me.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he has an emergency stash for any such a moment.
I pack them in snow. Yeah. I have a cooler filled with snow
there
beers. I can always grab them at any time.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, one more thing.
Yeah.
We do want to have the stick arounds on the podcast coming up soon here as well.
Yeah.
To just talk about the band and get people even more familiar with the band and so on Suburbs Fest.
How do you want to do that? I mean, do you want me to defer
to
other folks in the band? I can do that.
We have people. We'll talk to your people.
Okay. Talk to the people and get with my people.
Yeah.
And
we'll get that.
I put this on a yellow legal pad right here, so it's legitimate that I'm going to check on the Glad Girls for Patrick. Okay.
I appreciate that.
I will say, Jim, I'm thrilled that by hook or by crook, you were able to finally make this happen, because this is one of the tougher booking situations I've ever been through.
Oh,
it's been a thing.
Wait till we are trying to get all the band on at the same time.
That's right.
Oh my god.
So
that'll be something.
So Matt, are you interested in a radio show on Suburbs Radio?
It's funny you should bring that up, but yeah, I think I might be.
Cool.
Right.
Yes, we have some slots available, right? Yeah, we have a lot of slots available. Jim, I think we need more shows on Saturday night. Like, I think we need more of a Saturday night rock block.
Now, is this a thing where, like, I just record it and then you guys put it up? We do it
either way.
Either way.
You can record it or you can do it live, yeah.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the software Mix, M-I-X-X-X?
I am not. I mean, I've listened to Jim's
show. Check it out.
I've listened to Jim's show.
That's what we use.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Check it out.
Listen to a better show is what I would suggest. But
listen to a better show.
Yeah, but Keith there in Michigan, also in Michigan, he's our station manager.
Yeah.
And
we'll
get you all hooked up. So
there
you go. He's down there in Grand Rapids, where you're just talking about.
Yeah,
so,
that's Grand Rapids from Lansing. It's about an hour from my house. It's not even.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Is he coming to Chicago?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because he has no reason not to.
Absolutely,
right.
He'll be there. Okay.
Yeah, so you guys just going to send me details then about the show? What I got to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all that. Okay.
We're on it.
And it's
because REM never had guitar solos. That's why he didn't know how to play them.
Because Michael Stipe, his response was, what am I supposed to do? Just stand there and watch? When I read that interview, whatever, it was like 89 and Rolling Stone when Green came out. And he said something like that, and I was like, who talks to their guitar player like that? What an asshole.
Who talks to their guitar player at all?
Exactly.
Absolutely. What advice would you offer to our listeners, Matt?
What? Wow. I didn't know I was going to get thrown a wrinkle at the end. Don't drive and eat.
All right. Just stop.
Take 10 minutes and sit down and wolf down your quarter pounder.
There you go.
That's
good
lot.
Advice, actually. All the times that I stand firm, just so I can see you squirm. All the things you say to bring me down. We just don't work at all, but we still refuse to fall. Nothing keeping us together now. Just wait. In our minds, we know that it's no good. Maybe we just need some rope. We could make it better so we don't stick together like we should.
I did.